News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, it costs €700,000 every year to run the TV Airtel service. But is it value for money, or should we keep funding the system? Now, a little earlier, we spoke to Justin Moore, Head of Advocacy and Communications with Age Action, and Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum. I began by asking Eamon, was it good value for money to spend almost €1 million a year on Airtel?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a kind of crazy waste of money, really, by RTE ongoing. And it's kind of typical of their unwillingness to make cuts in areas that they think will offend certain constituencies and arouse certain politicians. I mean, if you think of the budgets here, I wrote a piece some years ago or a while back about where RTE were looking for cuts, and they abandoned Raw, the TV drama on the restaurant, which was very good and very interesting and gave work to actors and people enjoyed it. But that had a budget something closer to this. So it's a strange one. They just keep it going. It bubbles along with very little usage, possibly by elderly people. That's why Justin Moore is going to tell us that now, maybe. But in this day and age, with digital and the internet, it's completely outdated.
Okay, Justin, I have to admit, I didn't know Airtel was still running.
Well, actually, the only reason I know that it's still running is that when I go home, it's what my dad uses to check sports results, and it's what my mother uses to check the weather. I mean, the reality is that 50% of Irish people aged between 65 and 74 have never been online. Forget about whether they've gone on to RTE and programmes and RTE.ie. They've literally never been online. The most recent figures from 2013 for over 75s is 3% have been online. So the reality is there's a huge section of Irish society that's simply not going to get on to RTE.ie and access this content. And if one of the arguments for getting rid of Airtel is to say, well, look, it's on the internet, it's on the website anyway, that's not really going to hit a target group of people that really want to get access to that information. So I think, is RTE a public service broadcaster for everybody in this country, or is it for people in their 30s, 40s and 50s who are used to
being online? Does it still have CFAX?
No, the BBC got rid of CFAX in 2012, but here's the thing. As I said, 50% of 65 to 74-year-olds in Ireland have never been online. That figure in Britain is 16%. So what you have in Britain is a much more online and digitally literate society amongst older people. I think there's a lot of things we need to be doing in Ireland to try and tackle that.
Okay. Eamon Delaney?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, surely we should be doing all we can to actually increase that usage among the silver surfers, I think they were called, on the internet. I mean, I'm really amazed that we're, as a tech country, I mean, despite not being able to roll out a national broadband plan, I thought we were very much ahead in terms of internet usage and access. And I'm surprised the figures are so high. And I think if they're not so high, we should do all we can to encourage it. But to have a system which those of us remember from coming in from maybe the pub or something and switching on and seeing what the latest geo results going were, it seems amazing at this cost. If you cumulatively look at it for 3 or 4 years, I think it goes up to about 3 or 4 million. And the usage, and one statistic that I saw, and certainly in one news report, was very, very low indeed. And you'd also be concerned that a number of TDs, unnamed, were able to make representations to have something not cut back or reformed.
Okay.
And this is a feature we see a lot in, we see it on Post with Bus Éireann. I know all these things are services that are needed by elderly people and people in isolated communities as well, but let's just say they affect everybody. But in many cases, they're very, very low usage at high public cost. And TDs will do the populist thing, which is not to close or to make representations to keep something going.
You know? Okay, let me put that to you, Justin. I mean, surely this money would be better spent training people to use the internet. I mean, you wouldn't subsidise people using a fax machine over email. Why are we subsidising Airtel, which, let's face it, is old hat technology?
I think what we're trying to do is to ensure that people have access to information. I mean, one of the issues that came up during Storm Emma recently was a number of older people were saying to us that government spokespersons would end their interviews by telling people to check things online or to find out more information online. They were actually relying on local radio and actually Airtel to get that information. So absolutely, I don't question the fact that Airtel is an outdated mode of technology. We have not got an up-to-date system of digital communications in this country. We don't have rural broadband in many parts of the country, and what we don't have is a lot of older people who are able to get online. And what we do need to do is to increase investment in the support that would enable older people to do that. We recently published a report outlining how that could be done. And I do, by the way, agree with Eamon that the level that we came across of the lack of people, the proportion of people who are not online is higher than we expected. But those are Eurostat figures. And unfortunately, I think what it points to is a group of people who've been left behind as it's become an increasingly tech economy and a tech society.
Okay.
We've left behind a group of people.
Eamon Delaney, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I just want to jump in and say, on a separate item, but related, this is another example of RTE running a service subsidised by the taxpayers, it happens, in competition with other news sites. But RTE News has a full website in competition and subsidised and taking advertising, and The Independent and the Times.ie
okay,
and the rest of them have to compete.
Specifically on Airtel, though, Eamon. Specifically on Airtel.
Airtel would be another example of that. You know, look, we're all, the internet's a free market as well, so I won't begrudge them. It's another service. But it is one that's subsidised by the state, whereas others have to live by the free market.
And that was Eamon Delaney, Director of the Hibernia Forum, and Justin Moran, Head of Advocacy and Communications with Age Action, talking to me a little earlier. Let us know what you think. 53106. Is it a good use of taxpayers' money? Paul, when you were a crime correspondent, Airtel was famous for something in particular, wasn't it?
It was actually, I remember the Gilligan gang were glued to Airtel the day they murdered Veronica, because they saw it as the first point of news. It was the most important one, and at late at night
criminals would watch it to see.
You see it in so many crime files and murder cases where they sat up all night with, well, they didn't sit up for that particular reason, were up anyway, were watching to see how the report, a murder being reported, it would see Airtel as the first point of the news. They used to call it "Who Got Whacked" text.
Right. Okay. There.
That's not a reason for keeping it, by the way.
Footballers used to always watch.
Now they just Snapchat each
footballers
other.
Footballers would always say, "Yeah, I heard I got called up to the England squad. I read it in CFAX." That's one I always remember from my youth. Okay. Coming up next, we'll have. By the way, let us know your views. 53106. Should it be kept, or should it be let? Die. 53106. All right, coming up next, we'll have all your sport, including Six Appeal. Willie Mullins claims a magnificent six winners at Punchestown, and Wenger's last hurrah. We look ahead to Arsenal's Europa League semi-final against Atletico Madrid. Stay with us.